Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz and happy April Fool's Day to everyone. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Mike is out showing houses today, so he may or may not call in. Welcome to the show, Cheryl B., the guest, Joe from Germany, and M3 Music is our guest. His name is Melvin M. Miller, and he is in the chat room. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Melvin's name, and that should bring you right into the chat room. Also, you can call 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485 to talk to our guest. His name is Melvin Miller. He is a trumpeter, and his bio says that he is as charismatic as his music is captivating. Critics have aptly named him a composer, educator, musician, conductor, and performing artist. Melvin, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, hello there, and thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Oh, we're happy to have you. Melvin's current CD is called In the Moment, and you can find this on his website, melvinmmiller.com, and you can follow him on Twitter under the same name as well. Now, Melvin, you also have two other projects out, and I'm happy that you sent me the music for those projects, so we will be listening to music from each of his CDs. All right, so now let's start, Melvin. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying wonderful. Happy to be here.
Okay, let's start with your background. Now, I read you started playing the trumpet at age 8.
Absolutely. I started playing when I was in elementary school. I actually started playing trombone first. And, you know, being that young and that small, my arm just wasn't quite long enough to reach out to play the trombone. So my dad said, well, why don't you just try trumpet? And fell in love with it and been playing ever since.
Oh, now, speaking of your dad, you cited him as as being the person who most influenced you in your life. Now, was he a musician as well?
Actually, my dad was my first trumpet teacher. He was in the military and played trumpet, but you know, he's that influence that kind of guided me initially and showed me how to play. And to this day, we still pick him up every once in a while and play.
Oh, good, good. That's nice. Now, you're originally from Chicago. And mm-hmm. You're now living in Atlanta. So was that a career move?
Actually, it was. Originally from Chicago and just going back there after I finished school, I went back to Chicago, stayed there for a minute, and just made some connections while I was in college here in Atlanta with some phenomenal musicians. And they just encouraged me to come to Atlanta to, you know, to kind of get my career started, and I moved here and haven't looked back, so I love it here.
And what year was that? When was that?
Oh, that was back in the early 90s.
Oh, okay.
Back in the early 90s, I had a wonderful, wonderful friend who has since passed by the name of Mr. Rod Stewart, phenomenal saxophone player, who actually, Rod Smith, who actually just, you know, took me under his wings and helped me and groomed me and gave me lots of advice. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's since passed, but just a phenomenal musician, great influence.
Okay, so now you were there in the early 90s. That meant you were there for the Olympics. Did
yes.
you participate in any of that in terms of musically?
I did a few events, none directly for the Olympics, but, you know, a few jazz events around the city and around the state for the Olympic celebrations. Just got a chance to, you know, be a part of the wonderful, wonderful thing that was the Olympics at that point in time.
Okay. Now, Melvin, I found the cutest picture of you when you were a little boy. It looks like you're standing in front of a microphone.
Do I have something in my hand? Is that the picture?
Yes.
I have something
yes.
in my hand that I get. Yes. That's a very interesting story behind that picture. I was always into things and trying to explore and find out what new stuff was. So my understanding was my mom and my sisters told me that I had actually gotten into a jar of Vaseline and had Vaseline all over the place. And I had, I think it was a binder or a notebook of some kind in my hand and was trying to figure out how the Vaseline worked with the binder or something like that. I don't you know, we're always trying to create as artists. So I think I was trying to create some new kind of paper or something. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. It is the cutest little picture, too. It's just the cutest little thing.
Wow, how'd you find that picture?
Oh, just doing my research, has Joe from Germany said, our TSJ research department.
Exactly.
Just doing my research. All right, let's talk about these CDs. Now, you have three CDs. The current one is called In the Moment, and then there's Here to Life and Innocent Bystander. So let's start with In the Moment.
In the Moment is the newest one, and In the Moment was actually written to be what I call mood music. It was purely designed based on songs that would help people remember where they were or what they were doing when they heard a particular song. Most of it is geared towards just wonderful instrumentals. A lot of it is covers. For example, the first track on there, one of my biggest influences is Chuck Mangione. So the first song on there is actually a tribute to him with his version of Feel So Good. And we just tweaked it a little bit more, made it a little more romantic, slowed it down a little bit, added some vocals to it. So, and it just goes, it's what I call mute music. It was designed, put into specific order, so songs transition from one to the next to the next. And I just hope everybody will take a listen to it and enjoy it.
Okay. And then Here's to Life.
Here's to Life. Here's to Life was a true labor of love. I had an uncle of mine who was very, very instrumental. You know, growing up and being a part of the music scene, I was in pretty much anything that dealt with music or band as I was growing up. And one of my uncles, Richard Armstrong, introduced me to Drum Corps International, or DCI. Mm-hmm. And he also introduced me to the late, great Maynard Ferguson, who was a phenomenal, phenomenal trumpet player. And he gave me his record, Conquistador. And I remember spinning that record and listening to it, trying to copy everything I possibly could copy. And in a conversation with my uncle, I asked him, you know, what was one of his favorite songs? And he said it was Here's to Life by Shirley Horn. So in listening to that song and thinking about that song, I was in the process of working on that particular record, and unfortunately my uncle passed. So I just did the tribute title track, Here's to Life, to him, and it's just a number of 10 songs that are purely celebrating life and all that it brings.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, and then Innocent Bystander.
Innocent Bystander that's my first project. I'm very fortunate to have a number of phenomenal musicians around me to work with. A gentleman by the name of Phil Davis, who is actually a Grammy Award-winning composer and producer, he actually wrote Body Language for Boney James. But Phil Davis actually wrote that song, Innocent Bystander. That was my first project. He wrote the song for me because we all know, and everybody that knows me knows I'm just so innocent. But I'm bummed, right? But Innocent Bystander was one of those projects that, you know, it was my first excursion into the wonderful world of actually recording. I've been playing for a long time and listening to a lot of great musicians. But when we decided to do a quote-unquote smooth jazz record, we just came up with a number of wonderful songs. Innocent Bystander is the first and the title track on there. And then you have Just Let It Go, which is a song that features a phenomenal bass player by the name of Sam Sims. And then it just goes on through what I call a journey of music. It's got something on there called Never Go, that's what I think is a beautiful composition of just acoustic guitars, my trumpet, and a female vocalist by the name of Andrea Renee.
Okay. Now, before we came on the air, Melvin and I were talking about the quote-unquote the state of smooth jazz. So now, was this a genre that you wanted to get into originally or that you just kind of transitioned into?
You know, I grew up, I'm actually classically trained.
Okay.
And I grew up playing, you know, from the Haydn, the Hummel, to various concertos and just learning my instrument in terms of the technique necessary to play trumpet, period. And once I got into college, I went to Tennessee State University. Once I got into college, I was thoroughly introduced into the jazz world and just fell in love with traditional jazz. You know, I grew up listening and learning Miles Davis and Clifford Brown and Lee Morgan and all of those phenomenal musicians. So I wanted to play traditional jazz and kind of mix traditional jazz with smooth jazz. So I always wanted to get into the jazz field. And like I said, Miles Davis was one of my biggest influences, and watching him be the master of taking jazz and making it be relevant at the particular time, whatever that time is, and watching his transition from bebop to cool to what some would call smooth jazz with his later recording. I just wanted to kind of follow in those kinds of footsteps.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at the list of artists that you have traveled and are performed with. So would you name off some of those artists?
Wow. I've traveled or performed with Kim Waters. I've done some stuff with Kirk Whalum. I was very fortunate to be the musical director for, you know, not a jazz artist, but be the musical director for Miss Gloria Gaynor. And we got a chance to travel around the world just playing her music, and she was accommodating enough to let us do jazz as well as, you know, doing her music. So being the musical director for the original Dreamgirls, Miss Jennifer Holliday.
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance while I was out in Vegas for a wonderful event that hopefully we get a chance to talk about called the Trumpet Awards. Got a chance to play with a good friend of mine, Mike Phillips, out there, and we went to Prince's club at that time and got a chance to jam and play with Prince and his club. So, you know, just I've been very, very fortunate, very blessed to do a lot of different kinds of things on my trumpet.
Now, one of the artists that you have traveled and or performed with is Dizzy Gillespie. Tell me about that one.
I got a chance to play with Dizzy, of course, when I was in college. And he came to school, and we were able to sit and actually talk to him and get some of his insights on just playing the trumpet, or better yet, being a musician. And one of the biggest things that he stressed was learning piano. Even though you're a trumpet player, no matter what instrument you play, you have to learn the piano. You have to see it. You have to see it in front of you and understand where it is that you're playing. And then you can transfer it into that, into your instrument, whatever that is. So just, you know, and being able to be around him and listen to him. And one of the first solos I remember transcribing was a Clifford Brown solo of Dizzy Gillespie's Night in Tunisia, and learning that and being able to play that. So it was just a phenomenal, phenomenal experience.
Wow, I bet it was. Okay. All right, well, let's listen to some of the music. I'm going to start with the Here's to Life CD and the song To the East. Tell me about this one.
Mm-hmm. To the East was actually written by another good friend of mine, Mr. Mike Burden, who's a phenomenal saxophone player. But we were playing with some different sounds and some different kinds of vibes. And so we came up with this wonderful sitar kind of sound, and we just started playing a line. And then we took that particular line, as you'll hear in the track, and then came up with a wonderful jazz head on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So To the East is a mixture of jazz and a little bit of funk here and there, and you get some straight ahead, you know, some nice playing on it as well.
All right, we're talking to trumpeter Melvin Miller. If you would like to call in, the number is 646-716-5485. Melvin has joined us in the chat room. If you have a question for him, please post it there, and I will read that on the air. From his Here's to Life CD, this is To the East. Mm-hmm. Right. That was from Melvin's Here's to Life CD. That was called To the East. You can find his music on his website, melvinmmiller.com. All right. I like that. Is that you giving a little – is that you talking in the song?
Yeah. Actually, there's another version of it. there's another version where Mike Burton and I were actually – we actually started singing a little hook part. So we kept the talking part, but we decided that we weren't the greatest – singers on that particular track, so we took it off.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the Trumpet Awards. Tell us about that.
The Trumpet Awards is a phenomenal organization founded with the brainchild of Mrs. Arnona Clayton, who, of course, you know, was the original talk. She was the first African-American female to have her own talk show at worked for Turner Broadcasting, and it started about 20 years ago. And I've had the honor of being the trumpet, sounding the trumpet of the Trumpet Awards for a very, 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 very long time.
Mm.
And in doing that, you know, she just celebrated 20 years of the Trumpet Awards this past year, which actually the Trumpet Awards will be airing, if I can say so, it'll be airing
sure.
Easter Sunday, this
okay.
next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Yeah.
It'll be airing Easter Sunday. It airs in over, I believe, 185-plus various countries. And this year, while we were celebrating the 20th anniversary, I actually wrote the opening fanfare that's been used. And so this year we had 20 trumpets. And one of my goals this year was to have those 20 trumpets be a mixture of students as well as professional musicians, because that's one of my, you know, being an educator, I always feel like it's a must that we bridge the gap between student musician and professional musician and have a mentoring relationship. So this year, the opening fanfare will feature 20 trumpets. It's a 20-trumpet fanfare, and one of the guest professional musicians is, of course, one of my idols for a long time, Mr. Tom Brown. So Tom Brown will be featured in the fanfare. So I'm just excited about being a part of the Trumpet Awards for such a long time.
Wow, congratulations. I'm looking forward to seeing that. We have a phone call. Area code 312, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
312, that sounds like Chicago.
Hello? Okay, I guess they're shy. They don't want to talk. I'll come back to you in just a minute. Okay, so now you mentioned that you were an educator, and I read that you were a full-time middle school music teacher. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, I've updated that since then. I've always been an educator because one of my biggest influences was my high school choir director.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of those people that would take us around and got a chance to play with brass ensemble. So I've always believed in giving back in terms of education and being a part of the educational process. So in doing that, I've always been either in middle school, and then this past year, I've transitioned into high school, being a high school band director, just simply uh-huh. trying to make sure that students understand the importance of the educational side of it.
Oh, great.
You know, being able to read music as well as play music, understanding the history of music, understanding what musicians influenced what aspects, everything from jazz to contemporary to gospel to R&B. And, you know, one of my newer endeavors that actually this is the first time I'm really speaking about is on your show. It's called the M3 Music Foundation.
Okay.
Which is my new foundation that deals with music education, trying to help schools continue their music programs. And I've got a little different spin on it. Being an educator and seeing it from the inside out, you know, a lot of times it's important to say we need to keep the music in the schools, but you also have to understand what it takes to keep the music in the schools as well as what the instructors go through in attempting to keep it in the schools. So that's
okay.
You'll be hearing a lot more about the M3 Music Foundation coming up very, very soon.
Okay, good. Congratulations on that. All right, let's try 312 again. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Caller from area code 312. Okay. All right. I guess they're still a little shy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the CD in the moment, and I'm going to play the title track to this one. You want to share a little bit about that?
Once again, in the moment, the whole concept of the record was actually came from a good friend of mine. I'm influenced by a lot of people. I'm one of those shy musicians who's always listening and trying to pick up. But I had a very good friend of mine by the name of Candace Ball, who was a stickler for making sure that you enjoy every last second of your life, that you look at where you are and what you're doing. So In the Moment was written with this nice vibe in mind that hopefully makes you think of, you know, the wind blowing in your hair, or you're out looking at a sunset, and it just has a kind of a nice, I want to say, relaxed vibe to it that I think you'll enjoy.
Okay. I'm told that the caller from Chicago is Audley Reed. He's at a gig, but he's listening in. So thanks for calling in, Audley.
Thanks, Audley. Appreciate you, man. He's a phenomenal saxophone player based out of Chicago as well. So.
Yes, yes. All right. This is the title track from the In the Moment CD.
Thank you.
Wow, that's very nice. I like that. That is the title track from his current CD, In the Moment. And who is on guitar?
Eric Essex, phenomenal guitarist out of Birmingham, Alabama. He's got about, you know, maybe 14, 15 CDs of his own. Phenomenal guitarist by the name of Mr. Eric Essex.
All right. Very nice. That very nice. You can find all of Melvin's music on his website, melvinmmiller.com. So now, I read that you worked with a rapper, Malik.
Yeah. You know, we try to do, again, it's all about making people aware of the trumpet. If I can take a little liberty here, you know, everybody has always thought of the saxophone being this wonderful, wonderful, you know, instrument, and the trumpet always gets the second shelf. So I just always have this mission of making sure that people understand the trumpet can be both funky, R&B, sexy, and smooth. So, you know, in terms of working with Malik, or whether it's Gloria Gaynor, or whether it's doing gospel music, I just try to make sure that people understand the trumpet is one of those instruments that can be expressed no matter what the genre.
So now, did Malik approach you?
No, actually, it was a management thing where they needed horns for a particular track. So my people were called, and we went in the studio and recorded with him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I agree with you when you say that the trumpet is not, you know, sort of a non-traditional instrument, particularly in contemporary jazz. I have not always been a big trumpet fan. There are some favorite songs of mine that I do like where the trumpet is the lead instrument, but I had not always been a big fan of the trumpet until Cindy Bradley came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of, like, you know, changed my mind about the trumpet. So now I have a different view on it. So, I'm liking it a lot. So good. I'm glad that you can.
Cindy Bradley is a phenomenal artist as well, you know.
Yes.
And I'm an artist as well. But, you know, again, it's a matter of, you know, being exposed to it and listening to, you know, the right players playing it and expressing it the right way.
Right, exactly. Okay, tell us about your movie scene, or rather your participation in the movie Madea's Family Reunion.
Again, that's another one of those situations where a good friend of mine who's actually on tour with Tyler Perry right now, Mr. Mike Burton, they were doing the scene at the very end of the movie where they had the wedding scene that didn't kind of happen, where they had the people up in the air and hang up in the air. Yeah. We were actually in the studio. Now, I don't physically appear in the movie, but my trumpet is actually the trumpet sound that you're hearing from the cherubs up in the ceiling and all that kind of stuff. So we did most of that, you know, via the recording session.
Oh, how cool is that? How cool is that?
Phenomenal experience. Just to be a part of it and be asked to be a part of it was great.
Well, I'm sure. All right. We have not heard from the Innocent Bystander CD, so I'm going to play Just Let It Go. Tell me about this one.
That was actually, once again, the song was written by Phil Davis and myself. And it was one of those, it was, you know how you come to this, your project and being an artist, you always want it to be perfect. You always want it to be right. And we got to it. I kept asking Phil, I mean, man, let's just tweak this. Let's change this. And he finally said, hey, Melvin, it's time to just let it go. And we both laughed. We both laughed because, you know, I'm a perfectionist, and he's like, Melvin, look, it's time to just get the project out and, you know, just let people hear it. But again, it features Phil Davis on keys. A phenomenal bass player by the name of Mr. Sam Sims is playing the grooving bass line. And it's called Just Let It Go off the first CD.
All right. This is from the Innocent Bystander CD. Thank you. All right. From Melvin Miller's Innocent Bystander CD, that was Just Let It Go. And who are the artists on that CD, Melvin, on that particular song?
On that particular song, you had Phil Davis on keys doing the wonderful synth sounds, and you had Sam Sims on bass, and, of course, myself on trumpet. So it's a, you know, the whole CD features a number of phenomenal musicians. You have John Roberts, better known as Lil John, on drums, and Sam on bass, and, you know, just a whole bunch of talented people.
Okay. Now, you live in Atlanta, and we know that, you know, jazz stations across the country have flip formats, and Atlanta is one of them. So where are you playing in Atlanta, and how are you promoting your shows?
Well, again, the promotion of the shows is coming purely, you know, grassroots via Twitter or my Facebook page. And then, of course, we do still have our college radio station, which is WCLK.
Mm-hmm.
But I do different events here, no steady place unless it's a concert or something like that. For example, I'll be playing for what we have here called the Wednesday Wind Down, which is a big jazz concert series that happens throughout. So I'll be there July 25th. But in terms of promoting, it's just a matter of making sure that all of your listeners and the people that love my music, just make sure you support social networking.
Agreed.
Social networking. Just make sure you support it and follow, so we can follow back. And, you know, one of the things that Mike Phillips was saying when we were talking about the whole record, the music industry and the days of big contracts, it's kind of, you know, with the downfall of some music stores and radio stations, it's put us all on an even playing field. You know,
mm-hmm.
even though you still have wonderful artists like Najee and you know, your Ronnie Laws who have had deals or still have deals, you know, it's more about getting in contact with your true fan base and listeners and making sure that they follow you, which is a plus because it gives you, you know, more one-on-one contact where somebody can go on Facebook or Twitter and actually talk to the artist.
Agreed. So yes.
It's just grassroots efforts.
Yes. Okay, and let me give out your Twitter handle again. He is on Twitter at Melvin M. Miller. So definitely follow him on Twitter and on Facebook as well. And keep up with Melvin's music. He is working on a new CD. Tell us about that.
Yes, the new CD will be coming out very, very, very shortly. And it is, what I've tried to do is to kind of take a musical journey from Innocent Bystander being, you know, more smooth / funk than going to Here's to Life with a different kind of feel than going to In the Moment. The new CD is called I Hope You Dance. And it's going to feature a number of original tracks. One of the things my mother told me before she passed was take something old and make it new. You know, it's just a matter of, so I go back to 1964 and take a wonderful song from 1964 and we kind of contemporize it. And then, you know, we have, of course, the wonderful song called I Hope You Dance, which, you know, was originally was a country song. So imagine hearing some country trumpet. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, country trumpet. Wow.
Yeah, country trumpet. I say country trumpet, but, you know. But that one will feature Sean Michael Ray on bass, James Barrett on drums, Phil Davis on keys. Again, Rick Watford on guitar. So we did that one all live in the studio. So that's the title track, which is called I Hope You Dance. So it's a collection of just, you know, great songs that I hope you'll move and or dance to.
All right, then.
You know, you can dance to smooth jazz. It doesn't have to be club banging. You can dance to smooth jazz, too.
That's true. Now, yeah. I have to ask you about you touring with the Universal Soul Circus.
Yes. Yes, that was a wonderful experience. I actually got a call from a gentleman by the name of Keith Rawls, who was calling me more for a reference in terms of did I know any trumpet players that might be interested in doing it. And at that point, I was, you know, interested in doing something a little bit different. So I said, well, what is it? He said, well, Universal is starting to add a band to the show. And we are putting together, you know, it was keys, bass, drums, guitar, and four horn section. So I said, okay, let's do it. And it was a phenomenal experience. We did that for were kind of the Tonight Show band of the circus. Every time I tell people about that, it's like, you were in the circus? No, I wasn't in the circus, but we were just, you know, playing the music for the various acts. And, you know, made some wonderful, wonderful connections during that, because that horn section at that particular point in time was myself on trumpet. I'm sure you're familiar with the name Dean James.
Yes, yes, we've interviewed him. Yes.
Yeah, Dean James was in that horn section with me. So we were just, you know, touring the country playing some great music, and it just happened to be in the circus setting. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had everybody come to the – it was one of those situations where we had everybody coming to the show that you would expect to see at the show.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Shaquille O'Neal was sitting in the audience. One night, Stevie Wonder was at the circus. So it was just a phenomenal experience. And when people, you know, you hear about a circus, that is a quality circus. So Universal Circus.
Well, you know, Melvin, listening to you and reading all the information on you, you have done quite well for yourself since moving to Atlanta. So kudos to you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you very much. Thank you to you and this wonderful station for continuing to highlight smooth jazz and just keeping it alive. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. It is my favorite genre. I absolutely love smooth jazz and everything about it, and that's why I started this show, because it is my favorite. I love everything about it, the concerts, the festivals, interviewing all the artists, and sometimes we have fans come on the show and interview with us. So I love everything about it, everything. Well, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you. I'm going to close the show with the song, another song from the CD called Feels So Good. Tell me about this one.
Well, Feels So Good is one of those songs that, you know, I fell in love with as a trumpet player because it covers such a wide range in terms of the actual technique of playing. And it was originally recorded by Mr. Chuck Mangione, who is a phenomenal flugelhorn player as well as trumpet player. So his version of it, I just took it and kind of tweaked it and made it my own, kind of, you know, changed the vibe up just a little bit. And this one, again, features Mr. Phil Davis on keys. It features Mr. Eric Essex playing a wonderful guitar solo and me on flugelhorn, and it's called Feel So Good, and it also features Shonda Lee on the vocals.
Okay. Now, I'm going to see if Audley can jump in real quick before I close the show. Audley, can you say hello? Nope, guess not. All right. All right, Ali. Well, thank you still for hanging on and listening to the show. All right, Melvin, thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, thank you, and I'm once again honored to be here, and anytime you need me, I'll be right back.
Okay, definitely when the new CD comes out, definitely. Let's have you on and have a listening party.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, okay, that was Melvin Miller. His new CD, his current CD is called In the Moment. You can find that on his website, melvinmmiller.com. Follow him on Twitter at melvinmmiller and on Facebook. And please support the artists. I always say support the artists by purchasing their music and buying tickets to their live shows. All right, I want to thank those in the chat room, Cheryl, Anisha, Joe from Germany, and Melvin for joining us in the chat room. Thank you so much. We will be back next Saturday with Marcus Adams, saxophonist Marcus Adams, to talk to him about his music and career. And I will close the show with a song from the In the Moment CD. This is called Feels So Good. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth. Thank you.
thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.